this bulletin. COVID-19 restrictions in Victoria set to ease later this week. Labor pushes for more action on climate change after G7 summit talks. And in sport, unseeded Czech Barbara Krejčíková wins maiden Grand Slam title in Paris. With the latest SBS News, I'm Julia Carcatzel. Victoria will be in a position to ease COVID-19 restrictions later in the week after one new case linked to the Arcare Maidstone outbreak was recorded overnight. There are currently 68 active cases in Victoria across hotel quarantine and the community. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton is urging the public to continue presenting for COVID-19 testing.
We're clearing all of those thousands of primary close contacts. We're going through hundreds every day, and we've worked through two-thirds of those. With all of those new cases emerging really in those who are in quarantine, that's very encouraging. That said, we're still seeing the odd case who has not been identified as a primary close contact.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia is ambitious about tackling climate change while meeting with world leaders at the G7 summit. Mr. Morrison had his first trilateral meeting with US President Joe Biden and US Prime Minister Boris Johnson on the sidelines of the summit. The leaders of the G7, the UK, the US, Canada, Japan, France, Germany and Italy, discussed challenges posed by COVID-19 and climate change.
Australia has a strong record of achievement. Performance matters as much as what one's ambition is, and our ambitions will be realised and they'll be met and they'll be exceeded. Our commitments out to 2030 are a floor on our ambition, not a ceiling.
But Labor's Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong says the Prime Minister isn't doing enough on climate.
I suggest that Mr. Morrison reflect on whether or not his stubborn refusal to sign up to net zero emissions, along with so much of the rest of the world, is really delivering for Australia and for Australians.
G7 leaders have also launched a plan to help build infrastructure in poorer nations, offering a so-called values-driven, high-standard and transparent partnership in opposition to China's Belt and Road Initiative. The adoption of US-inspired Build Back Better World project comes after US President Joe Biden and leaders met to address strategic competition with China. The leaders committed to actions to help meet the infrastructure needs of low- and middle-income countries, with the hope to counter China's influence in countries across Asia, Latin America and Europe. Pressure is mounting on the federal government to free a Tamil family from detention on Christmas Island and return them back to Biloela in Queensland. Liberal backbencher Katie Allen has joined a small but growing number of coalition MPs who want the Murugappan family to return home. The family's younger daughter, Tanaka, who turned 4 on Saturday, remains in a Perth hospital after being evacuated from Christmas Island for medical treatment. The Royal Australasian College of Physicians has written an open letter signed by 9 medical groups calling on the government to release the family. Door knocks and community meetings are being held for thousands of Victorians with no power, days after a storm hit the state. About 39,000 homes remain without power in eastern parts of the state, as more rain and flooding is expected later in the week. The Victorian government is allocating $42,000 in emergency funding for accommodation, repairs and other rebuilding efforts. And turning to sport, unseeded Czech Barbara Krejčíková has defeated Russia's Anastasia Palutchenkova in the final of the French Open to become a Grand Slam singles champion. The 25-year-old former doubles number one defeated Palutchenkova 6-1, 2-6, 6-4 to become the first Czech to lift the Suzanne Lenglen Cup since Hanna Mendilikova in 1981. She entered Paris at a career-high 33rd spot and will further rise to 15th when the rankings are updated on Monday. Ms. Krejčíková says she is grateful for all the support she has received in her career so far.
I mean, also other people from Czech Republic and all my parents, everybody back home, my friends, everybody that I know, and I'm sorry that I'm not mentioning all of them, but it would be a long list. So I just really want to thank them for giving me all of this courage to actually step on this court and just work hard and fight for every single ball and making my dreams come true. Thank you.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather in Perth. Showers easing and 18 degrees. In Adelaide, partly cloudy and 20. Melbourne, partly cloudy and 15. In Hobart, cloudy and 15. Morning frost, cloudy and 13 in Canberra. Partly cloudy and 19 in Wollongong. Much the same for Sydney. In Newcastle, partly cloudy and 18. In Brisbane, sunny and 23. In Cairns, partly cloudy and 29 degrees. And in Darwin, sunny and 31 degrees. Julia Carr-Katzel, SBS News.